lately people want to save me a percentage on my credit cards or save me thousands of dollars on my electric bill or all that crap. I just hang up on all of them. Sometimes when it's the same one calling over and over, I get belligerent on the phone, tell them, get the hell out of here and hang up. But anyway, a couple things. This month is my 2-year anniversary as a ham. It was April 2 years ago. I got my first ticket, my tech. So I can't believe it's been 2 years. With that, I'll say 73s. Everybody have a good Easter, and hope to talk to you again next week. W2BOB in the group, AA2WP.
Okay, very good, Bill. Happy Easter to you and your family as well, and we'll look to you next week. But, yeah, you got the right idea of not the unwanted cold calls. Okay, with that, back to Alan, KT2ZUM, for whatever else you have at 73 time, Alan. Go ahead.
32BLB, KT2ZUM. Yeah, I had some comments with this call, Frank, but I think everybody's got pretty much the same idea. And one thing I always used to say was, especially to telemarketers, I would say, listen, tell you what, why don't you give me your number and I'll call you back when I get a chance or when I figure you're home, you know, with your family or whatever. Just give me your number and I'll call you back. Something like that, you know. I've been known sometimes to be a little, I wouldn't say nasty though, but just a little bit on the mean side, because their timing is just very bad with those calls. And what I have to say to them sometimes is, look, you took that job, you accepted it with the terms, and you have to expect that not everybody is going to be very pleasant if you get them on the phone. You accept the position, you know. You may have somebody over your shoulder monitoring what you do or listening in on a headset or whatever. You know, it's a shame that you can't use your own judgment. Sometimes you have a script in front of you and you're going to follow it. But you accepted the job. And if you're a telemarketer, then, you know, you got to accept the rest of the territory that goes with it. And I remember a neighbor of mine in the area that I grew up in. This lady was very, used to get really upset when the Jehovah's Witnesses would come by and some of the other groups. And it's only because they have a hard time accepting no. You know, and as my father used to say, you know, no is a better answer because it's shorter than yes. So let me drop. But they are people that make a living, or try to make a living, but they just have to realize that the position that they're in and the position they're putting in the people on the other end. So, or, you know, when you get those extended warranty people that call and say, well, your auto warranty is about to expire, you know, and things like that. And I have a plan and I know who they are, and, you know, so it can be kind of depressing with that. And I'm just wondering if you hear all the birds in the background there that like to hang around the window. That means spring is really coming around. So with that, I'm going to say 7-3 to everybody, and have a very good holiday weekend, everyone. Enjoy the Easter. Easter Sunday is my excuse to go to the bakery and get a cake. Usually Easter Sunday and Mother's Day, that's my excuse to go to the bakery. And even though my parents are in Florida, and even though my wife, well, you know, we're both diabetics, but you know, that's my excuse to indulge in some of a nice buttercream cake. Everybody be well, and hopefully we'll catch you all in there next week. 7-3. Back over to you, Bob. WTBLB, KC2, ZUM.
Okay, Alan, very good. Happy Easter to you and yours. And, yeah, it's a treat day on Easter Sunday, that's for sure. So, my wife has the meat from the sour bar in its covering. It has to has to absorb the various ingredients for about 5 days, so we're looking forward to that. We normally don't have it on Easter Sunday, but this year she thought she wanted to do that. Yeah. Okay, and AC2T next for 73 time, Paul, over to you.
W2BOB in the group, AC2T, fine business, Bob. Perfect timing, so I got to make a few phone calls myself and get things going today, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully we'll have a good time today. Everybody have a good day today, a better day tomorrow, and everybody have a very, very happy Easter. So 73 to all. Take care and be healthy. This is AC2T, back to net, Ace. You got it, Bob.
Okay, thanks, Paul, and happy Easter to you as well. NY9A, your turn, George. W2BOV, sir.
W2BLB, NY9A. Just before I forget, I think the latest count of Earth-like planets in the systems that have been explored so far, which is only a fraction of the universe, is way up in the thousands. So we got plenty of places to go if we only knew how to get there. Anyway, I think I'll hang around here. This place has all the earmarks of home. And it is the only planet that I know that was ever visited by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't want to go anyplace else. Have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful Easter and a great weekend. May all good things come your way. And we'll talk to you on Monday. W2BOB in the group, NY9A is signing, saying 73. And we'll talk to you Monday. Bye.
Very good, George. Happy Easter to you and Joyce. And let's go to Vinny next. I'm sorry, Bill next. Get WB2OXU. W2BOB.
W2BOB on the group. WB2OXU. Very good. Well, Bob, those distances, if it's in light years, it's not too far. Light year is about 6 trillion miles. So, to travel at the speed of light, he wouldn't be too far. It was just like taking a trip to your local beach, probably. But anyway, that's a lot of traveling anyway. Good to hear you all this morning. Wish you all a very happy Easter. Alan, don't forget, if you're going to get cheese, don't forget the kind you like, which I think you've been keeping a good stock on it. I know it took you a while to figure out which kind you liked, but don't forget to get some. It's always a good excuse, Easter, for getting all the goodies you like and indulge at least the once or twice a year holidays. So anyway, have a happy Easter, everyone, and good hearing you all. Stay well and enjoy the weather. W2BOB on the group, WB2OXU. 73s, everyone.
Okay, Bill, very good. WB2OXU, W2BOB, and happy Easter to you and your wife and family. And we'll look for you Monday. KT2EMG signed, and Alpha Alpha 2, WP, also signed. So with that, we're right on time, and we will close the CBS Retirees Net at this point. We hope everyone on board and out there has a wonderful holiday season, whether it be Passover or Easter that you celebrate, and we'll look for the members of our group back again Monday morning at 9 o'clock. Until then, W2BOV saying 73, closing the net and going QRT. Good morning.
Oscar, India Echo.
Station calling, try it again, you're very noisy.
Can you copy me now? Kilo Bravo 2, Ocean India Echo.
Kilo Bravo 2, Ocean India Echo. Yes, go ahead.
Good morning, Bob. I work at a school building, and I got the day off today. And every Monday, Wednesday, and today, I listen to the net. and I'm in the shack today, and I overslept, and the net is over. I wanted to check in. The handle is Mike. I'm out here in Laurel Pit, Queens. Just wanted to wish everybody a happy Easter there. Roger.
Well, good, Mike. Nice to meet you, and very happy Easter to you, too, and I'm glad you're able to check in. And while we're located right over the border here in Nassau County, and we know Laurelton quite well, so very good. So thank you again, and a very happy Easter to you and yours. And if you can get on with us again, whatever, we'll be looking forward to hearing from you. KB2OIE, W2BOV.
Roger, roger, Bob. Okay, flying business. Yeah, I carry my HT with me to work all the time. I'm a school custodian. So I go up on the fifth floor, sneak up there, and I hide in the classroom, and I listen to you net every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. School's closed. We got to do Easter cleaning come Monday morning, so I'm off until Monday. Take care, Bob. And if I hear you in there Monday, and if I can get a chance, I'll definitely key to my say good morning and see how's everything going. Take care. A W2BOB, KB2OIE, 73 for now.
Very good. KB2OIE, W2BOB. And yeah, whenever you have the opportunity, we are more than welcome to join us. So enjoy, and happy Easter again. W2BOB, pull on the switch.
KB2OIE, KC2ZUM.
Yeah, good morning, Alan. It's been a while since I spoke to you. I be listening a lot, but I don't get a chance to do too much talking. How you doing? Go ahead.
I'm doing fine, thanks, and good to hear you in there. I just wanted to ask you, probably unlikely, though, but you said you were a school custodian there. Would you happen to know a guy by the name of Austin?
Oh, man, yeah, I think they called him Austin, and his name was Rudy, is that right?
Yeah, don't remember his last name, though, but he had been a custodian for forever there in Queens, and we go back to the 11-meter days. So I was just curious, because I'm sure that he's retired by now, and I was just curious if he knew the name, because I think everybody in the school system knew him.
KB2OYE returning. Yes, that's a Roger. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I believe he's finished. I got two more years, and I can give it up, Alan. I've been working in one building for 34 years, and I'm 53. Well, I keep saying two more years. It's like a year and a half right now, because June 3rd, I'll be 54. I'm waiting on age, 55 with 36 years in one school. That's a long time. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, it is. That's a lot of graduations you've seen. Oh, boy. Yeah. Austin working, he was in like two different schools, and he was pretty, well, he started back when they had the coal furnaces and whatnot. And God, going back a ways there, and yeah. And as a matter of fact, he was very fortunate enough to work nearby the school, so if he wanted to, he could walk in. But wow, that's going back a while there. Yeah, listen, Mike, gotta jump out of here. Good to talk to you. Hopefully, be able to catch you in one of the other nets there. And I'm sure you're not dealing with the coal furnaces anymore these days. It's a whole different system there. But anyway, have a very good Easter, and we'll catch up with you there. And I believe your call is KD2OIE's KC2ZUM.
Roger on that, Alan. That's exactly right. Okay, no problem. Punch my call in QRZ. You see my ugly picture up there. And yes, I have my boiler license, and I did do that. I was 19 when I started working in the school. I used to shovel that coal. And then had to take those ashes out to the curb. That was the job. Take care, Alan. Like I said to Bob, I won't be a stranger. I'll definitely, we'll key to Mike and pop in there for a quick second and say hello. Well, Monday, there's no kids in the school, just us, so maybe I can sneak away and get a chance to say hi. Take it easy. Talk with you later. KB2OIE will be off and clear. Bye-bye.
Okay, 7-3, do you have a good one? We'll talk to you soon there. KC2ZUM, clear.
KC2ZUM, disconnected. W2BOB, disconnected.
JDH is mobile.
W2OHU, KB2DPD.